Hey, business storytellers, welcome. Chapter 23. Let's talk about mobile. We're almost done with the book. We have hours of podcast, 321 minutes. So that is over 5 hours. Thank you for listening this far into the book, Content Performance Culture. Don't forget, you can get it worldwide on Amazon and AuthenticStorytelling.net. Appreciate you for paying attention and staying along for the ride. All right, let's talk about mobile. There's really two things to think about when it comes to mobile. One is the creation side of things, especially for you content creators. This is an important one. And then we have the consumption, which the consumption side is getting easier and easier, quite frankly. But there's still things that I see that don't work. So let's start with the creation side of things. Currently, as I'm recording this, as I'm working on content, I'm only using mobile devices. I don't even have a laptop. I use my iPad and then I use my iPhone. And I'm actually currently recording this. And just like I've done the previous 22 episodes, they were all recorded on the iPhone. So I'm a mobile content creator. All the content I write on my mobile devices. And there's a couple different ways you can do it. Number one, it is possible to write on your phone, you know, just typing away, or now you can slide on your iPhone. Android has been able to do that for quite a while. And that's one way to do it. I've done many, many articles like that. And now many of my articles I write with my iPad, and I have a wireless keyboard that's just, you know, sitting in front of it, and the iPad is sitting on a stand in my office on top of my stand-up desk. So at the end of the day, I could take all this equipment with me. It's super easy to transport. It's not very, doesn't take up much space, quite frankly. So I could go to a conference, take out my keyboard, put up the little stand I have for the iPad, and start typing just like I do in the office. It's not super loud when you type. Yeah, I'm going to do it in the background. I'm just kind of typing. And that's me pushing a little harder than I probably need to. So you probably heard some of that, but it's not terrible. So I would highly recommend thinking about that. Other than that, a podcast you can record on your mobile phone today. Easy breezy. I mean, seriously. Video. I know people will tell you you need to buy an expensive camera. I was just at VidCon in 2019, going back this year, and somebody was saying, how much do I have to spend on equipment? And honestly, as long as you have a phone and you can tell a story, you can, that's all you need. Maybe buy a microphone, but depending on what kind of audio you're planning on using, you might not even need that. So it's really not, it doesn't need to be overthought as much as some people think it has to be. So there's that. What else? VR video, we talked about that already. Hopefully you'll give that a shot and try that. I haven't done that in a little bit here, but certainly we'll try that again soon. There was a little bit of a streak here where I used it quite often, probably on every visit. And really, audiences pay attention because it's different, it's new. You know, the technology is emerging, and certainly that works. All right, that's really all I have when it comes to mobile creation. But now let's talk about mobile consumption. So this is when users go to your website on all these different devices and it's still not working. And guys, this is 2020. Your website should be working on mobile. Your website should be working on tablet. I know tablet traffic is typically lower on a lot of different websites that I've seen. You know, it's by far the smallest when you look at the three big ones, right? Which is desktop, aka laptops, mobile devices, or tablets. So tablets usually comes in third, but that doesn't mean your websites shouldn't be working on all those devices. So just keep that in mind. Responsive design is easy enough today. So I don't know why that's still a problem. There's sometimes, I think the biggest problem where companies run into issues when they embed other or iframe other pages in. So it's not necessarily the embed, but the iframe. And then something isn't working. I was just looking at one side earlier, and it was obviously an iframe, and I had the same chat robot talking to me twice. So make sure it's working on all devices. There's no more thing like, you know, the whole thing about mobile is on the go. Mobile is everywhere. I mean, I'm using mobile at home way more than I use it on the go, right? And partially that's because I'm a little bit more at home at the current time as opposed to on the road, but I use it at home just as much as I use it in other places. Find the right tools that help you accomplish that. So the website, easy enough to have a responsive design. I mean, if you use WordPress, for example, I mean, it's automatic. I mean, I haven't thought about, oh my goodness, I have to get this in responsive design in years because, you know, on a WordPress project, it just happens, right? It just, that's how it is and that's how it works. The other thing that we want to think about is as we're doing VR video, we talked about that in the book quite a bit. Those things are still evolving, and really the phase that we're in when it comes to VR video, we are in that phase where it used to be click here to get the mobile site. You know, we had that 15 years ago or 10 years ago, and you don't see that today anymore at all because now the computers just know what device you're on and they're adjusting the website. So VR isn't quite there, but at the end of the day, everything that's working on your website, on your main website, should be working on the mobile website as well. Other than that, those are all the tips I have for your content performance culture. These are the regularly scheduled chapters to this point. Hopefully the information was helpful. Hopefully it will help you move your content from happening to performing. I know it's getting harder and harder and harder. There is a podcast over on the Business Storytelling podcast that where I talked about the changes in search traffic, and I'm just pulling up my own numbers. Of course, they just disappeared from the screen here and the website crashed just because that would have been too convenient. But you know, in the last 12 months, probably seen 50% decrease in click-throughs, and it's not because the sites, the content is worse. It's just because, you know, click-throughs are harder and harder to come by. And that's, you know, that's kind of what's been happening. Will it go up at some point? Hopefully. But I certainly saw a drop here starting on October, and it's currently leveling out. We'll see how that goes back up. Hopefully it will. But, you know, getting your content to perform is getting harder and harder. So make sure you have good usability on your website. Make sure people can use it. Make sure there's not too much stuff happening. We did talk about the pop-ups in the book, and that's another thing just to think about. You know, do you need all these pop-ups? There's a pop-up for the newsletter, pop-up for accepting cookies. There is a pop-up to get the white paper. There is this thing, that. It's like, and then you still have to read the article that you actually came there for. So make sure all that works on mobile, and especially some of those things don't work on mobile, right? Because they're taking up the whole screen, or you can't see the X or whatever it might be. Accidental clicks are not anything worth celebrating. So just something to keep in mind. All right, here we are, 23 chapters in the books, over 5 hours of podcasts. We have a couple of bonus chapters coming. One will be about relationships in the digital age, how they can help us with content and content performance. And we also will talk about organic media in that episode, currently scheduled to drop on March 23rd, and then, which should be a week from now. And then we also have another one where we will talk about affiliate marketing. So keep that in mind. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture. One final thing here quickly. The book actually hit the top 100 of all public relations books. Thank you, everyone, for buying your copies. If you don't have one yet and you are in the United States, feel free to order one and I'll sign it for you. paypal.me/ctrapp/15. And anybody outside the United States, just order on Amazon. Shipping is just too outrageous to ship it from the U.S. out of country. Until next time, thank you for listening.